Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting as Iraqi troops close in on Islamic State fighters in Ramadi. The troops are trying to retake the city, which they lost 7 months ago to the Islamic State group. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren is a spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve.
There's still a long way to go before we can declare Ramadi is completely clear. There is a lot of dense terrain here that needs to be negotiated.
In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi, the capital of Iraq's Anbar province. Several hundred IS fighters are believed to have barricaded themselves in the city center. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He's the former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian police accuse Khodorkovsky, who is now based in London, of ordering the killing of a mayor of a town in Siberia for financial gain. Khodorkovsky denies the charge. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants Sunday killed about 70 civilians. According to witnesses, the soldiers entered the Borno State village of Kirawa Jimni, asked where the Boko Haram militants were hiding, and then began shooting. Many villagers ran to escape the gunfire. When they returned the following day, they say they found the bodies of 70 people who had been shot. An Obama administration report reveals the United States deported fewer immigrants in 2015 than in the past 15 years. The Department of Homeland Security Tuesday released its end-of-year statistics. It says the drop in deportations is due to a decline in arrests on the U.S. border. This is VOA News. Israeli police shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed Israeli pedestrians outside Jerusalem's Old City. Police say three Israelis were seriously injured in the incident Wednesday. One later died from his wounds. Another died from a wound apparently from police gunfire aimed at subduing the attackers. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
An investigation is continuing as to how they arrived inside the area. And heightened security is continuing in Jerusalem in order to prevent any further terrorist attacks from taking place.
The attack occurred outside Jaffa Gate. That's a popular spot for tourists visiting Jerusalem's Old City. Police identified the two attackers as Palestinians in their early 20s from the West Bank. Protests in Ethiopia's Oromia region have entered their second month. The Oromo people are opposing a plan to expand the capital, as we hear from Marta Vandervolf.
Schools are closed, businesses just reopened after being closed for almost a week, and there's tension in the small town of Gingi, about 80 kilometers west of Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. Police are on the main road, and interviews have to be conducted on the basis of anonymity and on the outskirts of the town. The most recent protest in Gingi was last weekend after a funeral. Citizens say security forces killed three people before the protest took place. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Burundi has rejected a 5,000-member peacekeeping mission the African Union said last week it would send to the country. There are fears Burundi is sliding into a civil war. Burundi's National Security Council, including President Pierre Nkurunziza and his entire cabinet, rejected the proposed force on Tuesday. Just a day earlier, the Burundian parliament said it would consider an invasion force. A young migrant worker has been rescued alive from the rubble of a weekend landslide that wiped out an industrial park in southern China. Authorities say 19-year-old Tian Ziming was rescued early Wednesday morning at the Hung Taiyu Industrial Park in Shenzhen, Guangdong Province. The worker was taken to a nearby hospital where he is in stable condition after undergoing surgery. Rescue crews also managed to recover another person who was buried underneath Tian, but that person was later pronounced dead. One body was pulled out of the rubble Tuesday. A British lawmaker has written to Prime Minister David Cameron, asking him to press U.S. officials for an explanation after a British Muslim family was denied permission to travel to Southern California. Stella Creasy, who represents Northeast London, says she's concerned that a growing number of British Muslim families are being denied entry into the United States with no reason given. But a spokesman for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection says religion is not a determining factor about admissibility into the U.S. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.